For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. And welcome to it. Fourth and final hour of our get-together we call the 9 o'clock stretch, and that's actually what we do. Greg.
Yes.
Why aren't you stretched? There you go.
Okay, there we go.
He is just, sometimes.
Well, my hands are busy. I'm
reel him in.
Stuff
you know?
Going on.
Keep
you know?
Reeled
I got,
in.
I got things.
Gotta keep him focused.
What?
What are you, texting somebody about, I'd love to look at that 357 Ruger.
No, but I probably would. I was actually getting somebody booked for the show, but that's okay.
Oh,
don't worry about it.
Wow. Sorry. Wow. On the rare.
I'm working he caught all me at the time.
All right.
It's true.
Former Major League Baseball slugger Jose Canseco. Remember him?
Oh, yes.
He, guess what? He threw his hat in the ring and he said, I'd love to moderate a presidential debate between Trump and Kamala Harris. I'd
really?
Love to. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
He'd be willing to do more than one debate, Trump said. So, you know, maybe you could fit me into the lineup there.
Sure.
Somewhere.
I like it.
And he's, why did he come out earlier and say, you know, when Biden was still in there, that he'd do it?
Yeah.
Apparently, he wanted to be the only one on stage that was on the juice. Thank you very much. I wrote that myself. All credits to me. Anyway. But it's interesting, too, because I made reference to him, you know, this Jack Caglione that plays for the Gators, that played for the Gators. Man, he just smacked the heck out of the ball. And just build-wise, I said, kind of reminds me of Jose Canseco, and okay. I hadn't said that name in years.
And then,
then it pops up in a news story. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be the moderator. I mean, he's got to battle it out with someone named David Muir. You might have heard of him.
Yeah,
you know, he's at ABC News and the Evening News.
Mm-hmm.
And Lindsay Davis, as they were named as the moderators for the next debate. Initially, it was supposed to be Trump going up against Biden. But, of course, the shocking announcement changed all of that Sunday. Biden dropped out of his campaign. But he's going to speak tonight.
Nice.
I guess, is he going to explain himself to the American people?
I wouldn't go that far.
How do you do that? I'm being serious for a minute.
Yeah.
I'm never serious, but I am for a minute. What do you say? What do you say to the American people? Do you say, it's come to my attention that, you know, I have limitations that I wasn't as aware of as I should have been? Look, part of that whole disease that, whatever you want to classify it as, let's just call it dementia, because that's kind of a catch-all. You know, part of that disease is the person who's suffering from it, they don't have this realization. They're in denial. That's probably one of the primary things. Like, oh, no, you're not taking my car keys.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine. I can drive.
Yeah, Dad, you rode, you know, right through two stop signs and across Joe Scaboli's lawn. And everybody knows you don't drive on his lawn. And, you know, no, you're not taking those car keys. So I wonder, how do you address it?
Right.
Are you just going to say, I'm tired? That doesn't sound like a guy who wants to leave a legacy.
No.
I mean, how do you word it?
That's a good point.
And if he really feels like he's being pushed a little bit, will he be able to convey that? In other words, look, they put the speech into a teleprompter. He didn't write it. Now, could he make notes? Could he change some stuff? Typically, that's how it works. I don't know if that's the case with Joe. Mm. But they're going to feed that into the teleprompter, and then he's going to read it. Will he go off script? It'll be very interesting.
Yeah.
The tenor, the tone. I mean, I think a lot of people are going to watch just for those things. And how does he effectively address this thing? Kamala has got more energy than me.
Huh.
You know, and I wouldn't. I know he'll use a tired old line. It'll be written in there for him. You know,
what's that?
Look, I wouldn't pick her as my VP if she wasn't ready on day one.
Absolutely.
If I hear that one more time, I'm going to choke somebody. So, it's just an interest from that standpoint of how do you address something like this when the person who is suffering is the last one to acknowledge it? Well, they never acknowledge it, really, because it just keeps getting worse.
So where does he lay the blame? He's on what? On what?
Decided, he could use a tired old thing, decided to spend more time with my family.
Oh, yeah, that's never been used
I want to be able to, you know, visit Hunter in prison. No, that's not going to happen. Anyway, we'll see. Yeah. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Scott, good morning.
Hey, Bob, thanks. I'd like to approach something that not a lot of folks have heard talk about. When we hear, when normal people like you and I hear Kamala Harris give a speech or talk about a topic, and we call it word salad, like it's just a jumble of, it's gibberish, it's nonsense, it's just a bunch of repetitious phrases that mean nothing. Actually, if you know the language she's using, it does have a pattern, and it does have a purpose to it. She'll say things like Venn diagram or intersectionality, words like community. She does it like this repetitious talk, the passage of time, and she'll say like 30 times over. These are mantras, and these particular phrases are actually closer to the theology of Marilyn Ferguson, who is also running for the Democratic nomination. Marilyn Ferguson. What we're dealing with here is somebody who's using mantras that are actually associated with the New Age and with witchcraft. This is a form of Gnosticism, and Harris practices it. She just does a lighter form of it that's a little bit harder to recognize. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Well, look, we wonder, you know, are these dark forces at work? I mean, look how they're opposites. I mean, the Democrats and the Republicans in terms of what they say. So there's people that have difficulty trying to, you know, who should they believe?
Right.
And then you have like the quote unquote, like government version of things. And who do they believe? Who can they believe? And so you start to think about these in terms of, you know, good and evil, light and dark.
Right.
You know, they're oversimplistic in some ways, but maybe kind of dead on in other ways. I mean, there's more division now, right, than ever before.
Sure.
And the Democrats have engaged in the really, we call you what we are, and we call you what we're going to be. That dictator authoritarianism is as clear as can be to me. That's a signal. That's what they want to further engage in. They're already engaged in that. Now, they do it under the guise of, we're here to save the planet. So, you know, we're going to get you off of oil, and being energy independent, you need to be more dependent on the government, right? And we'll tell you that you need to drive an electric car. Don't give us facts about how much, you know, destruction is done in the production of the cars and the rare earth minerals and the slave labor. Yeah, don't get into that. Don't get into the fact there's not the infrastructure to cover what would be needed to energize all those batteries. Now, don't get into that. Don't get into the 80 to 90% of all the batteries, if not more, are going to come from China. No, we're not going to get into that. And so I don't know who's the master of deception. I'm not making this up. Who's the master of deception? Satan. Yeah, Satan, the devil, whatever you want to call it. Evil. Now, that doesn't mean the Republicans are full of angels either. Let's be real here. But I think it's interesting what Scott said about her speech pattern, the way she speaks.
Mm-hmm.
And the way she does that, repetition is like a mantra. This repetitive. There's something to that. I always thought it was sort of a nervous habit. She's kind of killing time. She's trying to figure out what she's going to say. She hasn't finished what she's saying now. You know what I mean? She could be like a little ADD. But I don't know. Might be something
I think sometimes she is trying to make herself sound intelligent. She's filling space with words. But, yeah, are there little dog whistles, if you will, in there? Sure.
Well, that's possible. When we can clearly hear what she's saying, the message doesn't get any better for most of us.
We who believe that every person in our nation who should have the freedom to live safe from the terror of gun violence.
Terror.
We'll finally pass red flag laws, universal background checks, and an assault weapons ban.
But, Greg, they're not here for our guns. They're not going to take our guns. So you got to stop that.
You sound like a couple of old friends that are Democrats, and every time they see me, they tell me that. But how many times did guns come up when they were talking to the former head of the Secret Service? They tried to say, you know, we're having this conversation about protecting presidents from AR-15s, but why can't we have this discussion about protecting everyone from these weapons of war?
Some people just can't help themselves. They have to use their agenda always in any format they have. They have to throw that out there.
It is a threat. It is a threat.
A sound government has nothing to fear from an armed population.
Do we have a sound government, Bob?
I would say no.
Okay, just asking.
9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines on the way. News Talk, 97.3 The Sky.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. Welcome. It's 9:20. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And you can follow the Bob Rose Show and get the podcast wherever you normally get your podcast. I'm there. Just click on subscribe. There's no charge. But then you can access all of the great stuff that we call the Bob Rose Show.
Bob's everywhere. He's everywhere.
I like that.
Yeah.
Bob's everywhere.
He's everywhere.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the VP for Kamala?
I say Mark Kelly.
How did I know you were going to say that?
Because I told you off the air.
Yeah, you did.
I did. I think they won Arizona.
I wanted you to be right, by the way, when I threw that out there.
Thank you, Bob.
I wanted you to.
I appreciate that. Wait a minute. I feel like Hillary with all the answers.
Yeah. No, and I didn't actually mail them to you or hand them to you.
No.
The latest shakeup in the presidential race could be of astronomical proportions, because you see, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly is a former astronaut. Get it? Astronomical? Get it?
Oh, I see what you did
get
there.
It?
Yeah.
I can't take credit. I stole that from the New York Post.
How perfect. He'd be the VP to a space cadet. So, I mean, it makes perfect sense.
Oh. Now, you wrote that yourself, didn't you?
Just then.
That's pretty good.
At that moment.
Copyright.
Yeah. Greg Cassidy. Bob Rose Show.
So, yeah, he's an astronaut, a Navy veteran. Sounds pretty good to me. That sounds pretty all-American.
And if that's all there was to him, that'd be great.
Yeah. Now, then you get into politics and policies. But he is considered one of the top choices for Kamala Harris. Look, I can tell you who's out. The Jewish guy from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
If you're going to boycott Netanyahu coming here, and you're not taking a stand that's pro-Israel, and you know a big part of the Democrat Party has now been overtaken by these pro-Palestinian folks like the Squad, then you know it's not going to be Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania. He was on somewhat of a short list, I understand, but now there's no way. There's no way they're going to do that, which is interesting, isn't it? Because, wait a second, you're all about diversity, right? Equity, inclusion. Yeah, a Jewish vice president. What could be more inclusive than that? Oh, no. That's not going to play well. That's not going to play well with the Squadians. Squadians. So, he's being considered one of the top choices, and he could help the Democrat ticket with one of its top problems, which is voters' view of the administration's handling of the border. So maybe they could have like a fresh sort of take on it. Hey, I'm from a border state. I'm from Arizona. This is what we should be doing. I'm going to handle the border stuff and all that. The only downside to that is you also are kind of pointing the finger at Kamala, because if you say you're going to fix the border, well, she was the border czar.
Whoops.
It was all broken up. Mm. You know, it was all broked up and busted up when she was supposed to be the czar.
They were busting down gates.
Yep.
Yep.
Davis, Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, Nostradamus, you're on the air.
Hey, Bob. for taking my call. Yeah, I agree with Greg about Mark Kelly being picked for VP. But, you know, you had that great caller in the last segment talking about Kamala's platform, you know, what she's about. Mm-hmm. And I agree, and you elaborate on it very well. But, you know, radical feminism is based on witchcraft and Wiccanism. And, you know, that's where we're headed. If you think wokeism was rough under Biden and what they did with DEI and all that stuff and everything else involved in it, wait until if Kamala, if they figure out a way to get this election away from Trump, you haven't seen anything yet. And that's exactly what it is. It's radical feminism and hatred for basically men in general and white men in particular. So that's where we're headed if she gets in.
The emasculation of the nation.
Wow.
We will no longer have testicular fortitude.
Going to be a bunch of Mayor Pete running around.
Well, at least the kids will get breastfed. Frank, you're on the air.
True.
Good morning. Love your show. If you look at Harris's middle name, it is Devil. And she's going to run on the platform of being a woman and a person of color, which she's not black. Anyway, thank you, Bob.
I don't know. What is her middle name?
I don't know how she pronounced it. It is spelled D-E-V-I.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it would be like Diablo. Isn't that devil? Well,
that's a little, that would be a little, no. It's just missing one letter. I mean, how close can you get?
It's
you
know? Divi?
Devi? 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 I don't know. Let's see. Devi. No, Davy is what, no, they say.
Davy Crockett. She's all American.
Yeah, no, he would have had a gun. Kamala. I said Kamala.
Don't
Davy.
Say what kind of hat he had on. What were you going to say?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. No, but Davy is how they how she pronounces it. But it is interesting that it's D-E-V-I. That's
D-E-V-I.
D-E-V-I. All you're missing is the L right there.
Wow.
I've never seen that name, and I would not have guessed.
Devi.
Davy, like day.
But it's D-E.
Yes, but I'm looking at a phonetic spelling.
Oh, and they're saying they pronounce. Well, of course they're going to pronounce it Davy.
Of course they are.
If your name middle name's Devil,
yeah,
you're going to say, yeah, but we pronounce it Devale. Davil.
Well.
Right? Like Advil. It's just like Advil.
Yeah, she's a headache.
Yeah, she's not. Yeah, she isn't even.
Oh, a cackle.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, astronaut for VP. Look, man, that's. I don't think they could do any better than that. Well, I'm being honest.
Yeah, and then you got a Marine on the other side. I mean, you know. There you go.
I like J.D. Vance. I'm not.
Yeah.
Make no bones about it.
Yep.
I like him.
And I think he will do very well in any debate with anybody. So there's that. Too.
Yeah, I mean, look, he went to the Marines, got through Ohio State University in 2 years, and then went to Yale Law School.
He's got some brain cells.
Yeah, he's
going
pretty
on
smart.
There.
Oh, and yeah, and he wrote, you know, a book, and it, they made a movie.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's
smart,
pretty
guy.
Sharp,
smart guy,
but well rounded because man, he really talked about he's lived life.
Oh my god.
From
several, it seems, if you look at it that way.
Yeah, very, very humble beginnings and many challenges around him. So, you know, he's had pressure. Mm. He's developed, a thick skin. And so the Israeli prime minister is going to meet with former President Donald Trump at his private residence in Mar-a-Lago on Friday. Guarantee you, he's getting a much better reception there in South Florida than the Dems are giving him in D.C., and that is for sure.
Oh, yeah.
928 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here coming up in 15 minutes. Things that make you smile. Start thinking about upbeat, positive thoughts. 97.3, The Sky. Not only is it personality over policy, it's the color of your skin is more important.
What?
Whatever happened with Martin Luther King, you know?
Yeah.
I guess his dreams are not coming true. It's turning into a nightmare. He dreamt about, you know, a world where we judge each other by the content of our character, not by the color of our skin. Well, if he could reach out from the grave to the Democrat Party and maybe shake them real hard and say, and slap them across the face, say, snap out of it!
I wonder what he would have thought about the Democrat Party pushing, the killing of babies and such. I wonder what he would have thought about that.
Yeah, I don't think he would have been a fan.
I don't think so.
Just guessing.
Yeah. I mean, and a guy that was wanting to protect, you know, the poor blacks and help them rise up, do you think he would have wanted, maybe a floodgate of people coming in and taking the economy down the tubes and taking their jobs and preventing them from moving forward? I mean, what do you think you'd have thought about that?
I don't think he would have been for the wide open borders.
Okay. I'm curious.
But and I don't think that Joy Reid has gotten the memo, and she hasn't reread any of her maybe old books that were influenced by the great work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
She has no joy.
She doesn't. And listen to what she said.
Okay.
Given the stratospheric entrance of Vice President Kamala Harris into the presidential campaign, which, by the way, stratospheric, like what was she doing before? She was doing a low hover over Earth. Now it's stratospheric. It's the same person.
And she hasn't done anything more than she was doing before.
Stratospheric entrance. Okay. Okay. Yeah, because it was so awesome. And now she's secured enough delegates to become the nominee. You're going to look real crazy being on the other side of that line, particularly as a person of color. But really, as anyone who claims to have any connection to the culture. Wow.
So it sounds like she's taking if blacks and black culture, if you want to be either or connected to either, you've got to vote for Kamala.
Or you're not black. And who said that?
Joe.
Isn't that one of the reasons why they put Joe on the sidelines? Because he didn't always know what was going to come out of his mouth, and neither did they.
Yeah.
You're not black. She's just saying this in
more words.
Yes. Yeah. Using more words, more salads.
Kind of like Kamala.
She said, "You're going to look real weird and real lonely on that side. You're really going to look crazy being on that side, given the cultural phenomenon of Vice President Kamala Davy Harris." They even put her middle name in there. Yeah, really? Isn't that weird?
Goddess Harris, huh?
Yeah. Goddess, I guess, is what it means.
One of the words, yeah.
She's about to make history. She's about to become the first woman president. And then, of course, she has to be disparaging toward Amber Rose. The door needs to close behind brother. Amber Rose, and she looked crazy over there. But shut the door behind her. All right.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting. And here's what here's what it's akin to. Now, hear me out. This is not racist, but it deals in race.
Okay.
It deals in history. So if I have Joy Reid, if I'm reading properly what she is saying, she doesn't realize it, but in essence, what she is saying is voting for Republican is like leaving the plantation.
Yes.
In other words, she thinks the person who's being free of that, the freedom one, but you're going to miss us. You're going to look weird. You're going to be isolated. You're going to be lonely. She even says that. You're going to be lonely. You're going to be lonely.
What do you think blacks for Trump think about that?
Well,
they don't care.
They don't care. Look, they don't care. They're gonna vote to feed their family. They're going to vote to keep their job or look for upward mobility. They want, you know, energy to be reasonably cheap. I mean, these concerns cut across, you know, racial lines. That's why we don't like that identity politics. That's why we don't identify with identity politics. But she really, in essence, is painting the picture. Hey, you can't leave the plantation. What are you going to do? You're going to miss us. You're going to be lonely out there.
Yeah.
You want to be with the cool kids, not realizing, no. The cool kids, they have freedom out there.
Yeah.
They can do what they want. They can call their own shots. They work hard. They can succeed.
They thought on their own?
Yes.
Wow.
Free thinkers. Not just follow the herd. What could be more plantation-like than following the herd?
Absolutely.
And so, really, honestly, she actually paints that picture, but she doesn't realize it because she's on the wrong side of the fence, so to speak, to begin with. And case in point, if you don't believe that the government has not enslaved generations of some black people and Hispanics and some white people, listen to this. Giving Americans $1,000 per month in taxpayer-funded guaranteed income makes them worse off That's according to a new three-year, 3,000-participant study. 3 years. So it took only 3 years to realize that getting free money from the government made you lazy. I kid you not. Their massive study found recipients and their partners work and earn less. And wages and earnings getting worse over time. So if this spanned a 10-year period, it would be even worse. For every dollar received, total household income, excluding the transfers, fell by 21 cents. You could say 21%. Total individual income fell by at least 12%. Ben Franklin said it right a long time ago. I've been around the world, and I noticed where other countries, the government does more for the people, they do less for themselves. Pretty simple, pretty basic, cut to the chase. And I'm not talking about a hand up. There are people in our society that need help. And there's some that are going to need a lot of help.
Well, I just want to be accurate, that's all I'm saying.
Ongoing. But that's because of whatever they lack, whatever they, however they were born or whatever occurred to them. Well, I'm not talking about people who are completely able-bodied and able-minded. But what a great representation. They did this study. This was a test thing. And, yeah, it worked out the way conservatives thought it would. Like, here's your chance to get ahead. Here's your chance to get ahead. Mm-hmm. It's $1,000 a month. $1,000 a month guaranteed for 3 years.
Sounds great.
Well, it sounds like an opportunity to get ahead, wouldn't you?
But a lot of human nature is, that's $1,000 I don't need to earn.
But yeah, that's exactly what happens when it's given to them.
Yeah.
Just like giving a 16-year-old a brand new car.
Yep.
It doesn't make the kid a bad kid because he doesn't treat that car the way he would if he earned the money. That's human nature. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Lars from Mars, you're on the air.
Good morning, Bob. You know, Camel is descended from plantation owners, no matter what country it was in, but she's still being a descendant of plantation owners. It makes sense that leaving her and not voting for her would be like leaving the plantation.
Wow, good example.
Yeah, that's true.
Shep, you're on the air.
Gentlemen, I grew up as a welfare kid. We had a really nice life, Long Island, New York, split-level house. You know, back then it was only $120 a month mortgage. You know, you can do the math. And my mother said, why are we paying $120 a month mortgage? There's this new thing in the Bronx called the Project, $67 a month. You'll be closer to your job. You don't have to mow the lawn every 2 weeks. Your utilities are thrown in. The problem is, because it attracted a lot of low-income or no-income people, and when there's no sense of ownership, there's no sense of responsibility. And it went from state-of-the-art, really nice high-rises to the crime-ridden eyesores we all know today.
Yep.
See ya.
Every major city dealt with that. In St. Louis, they built them, tore them down. I mean, it got so bad, and these were multiple big towers, they actually ended up tearing them down.
Well, think about it. Home ownership, Shep alluded to, you care for the property more. You care for the community mm-hmm. more. You're invested in it. Literally, you have a home. When you go into a situation where you're renting, especially from the government, you're not going to have that same deal. But here's what else you're not going to have.
What's that?
Whatever equity they could have been building by actually owning real estate versus renting.
Mm-hmm.
And so Shep, I don't blame him. He's still sore. He should have got a huge inheritance, big house in Long Island.
Long Island.
You would have talked totally different if you grew up in Long Island than in the Bronx.
Hey.
But no, great point.
Yep.
And it's in one of his books.
Mm.
His books are very interesting.
There you go.
Shepherd November.
Free plug.
Look
right
it up.
There. Free plug.
But
no, if you hadn't personally read them, you wouldn't be saying that.
Look, it's kind of a version. It's almost a J.D. Vance, in a way, kind of version of, coming from a tough life with, hope was kind of.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center.
keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Not only is it personality over policy, it's, well, it's the color of your skin is more important.
What?
Whatever happened with Martin Luther King, you know?
Yeah.
I guess his dreams are not coming true. It's turning into a nightmare. He dreamt about, you know, a world where we judge each other by the content of our character, not by the color of our skin. Well, if he could reach out from the grave to the Democrat Party and maybe shake him real hard and say, and slap him across the face, say, snap out of it!
I wonder what he would have thought about the Democrat Party pushing, the killing of babies and such. I wonder what he would have thought about that.
Yeah. I don't think he would have been a fan.
I don't think so.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah, I mean, and a guy that was wanting to protect, you know, the poor blacks and help them rise up. Do you think he would have wanted, maybe a floodgate of people coming in and taking the economy down the tubes and taking their jobs and preventing them from moving forward? I mean, what do you think you'd have thought about that?
I don't think he would have been for the wide open borders.
Okay. Curious.
But and I don't think that Joy Reid has gotten the memo. And she hasn't reread any of her maybe old books that were influenced by the great work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
She has no joy.
She doesn't. And listen to what she said.
Okay.
Given the stratospheric entrance of Vice President Kamala Harris into the presidential campaign, which, by the way, stratospheric, like what was she doing before? She was doing a low hover over Earth. Now it's stratospheric. It's the same person.
And she hasn't done anything more than she was doing before.
Stratospheric entrance. Okay. Yeah, because it was so awesome. And now she's secured enough delegates to become the nominee. You're going to look real crazy being on the other side of that line, particularly as a person of color. But really, as anyone who claims to have any connection to the culture. Wow.
So it sounds like she's taking if blacks and black culture, if you want to be either or connected to either, you've got to vote for Kamala.
Or you're not black. And who said that?
Joe.
Isn't that one of the reasons why they put Joe on the sidelines? Because he didn't always know what was going to come out of his mouth, and neither did they.
Yeah.
You're not black. She's just saying this
in more words.
Yes. Yeah. Using more words, more salads.
Kind of like Kamala.
She said, "You're going to look real weird and real lonely on that side. You're really going to look crazy being on that side, given the cultural phenomenon of Vice President Kamala Davy Harris." They even put her middle name in there. Yeah, really? Isn't that weird?
Goddess Harris, huh?
Yeah, goddess, I guess, is what it means.
One of the words, yeah.
She's about to make history. She's about to become the first woman president. And then, of course, she has to be disparaging toward Amber Rose. The door needs to close behind brother. Amber Rose, and she looked crazy over there. But shut the door behind her. All right, this is interesting. And here's what it's akin to. Now, hear me out. This is not racist, but it deals in race.
Okay.
It deals in history. So if I have Joy Reid, if I'm reading properly what she is saying, she doesn't realize it, but in essence, what she is saying is voting for Republican is like leaving the plantation.
Yes.
In other words, she thinks the person who's being free of that, the freedom one, but you're going to miss us. You're going to look weird. You're going to be isolated. You're going to be lonely. She even says that. You're going to be lonely. You're going to be lonely.
What do you think blacks for Trump think about that?
Well,
they don't care.
They don't care. Look, they don't care. They're going to vote to feed their family. They're going to vote to keep their job or look for upward mobility. They want, you know, energy to be reasonably cheap. I mean, these concerns cut across, you know, racial lines. That's why we don't like that identity politics. That's why we don't identify with identity politics. But she really, in essence, is painting the picture. Hey, you can't leave the plantation. What are you going to do? You're going to miss us. You're going to be lonely out there.
Yeah.
You don't want to be with the cool kids, not realizing, no, the cool kids, They have freedom out there.
Yeah.
They can do what they want. They can call their own shots. They work hard. They can succeed.
They thought on their own?
Yes.
Wow.
Free thinkers. Free thinkers. Not just follow the herd. What could be more plantation-like than following the herd?
Absolutely.
And so, really, honestly, she actually paints that picture, but she doesn't realize it because she's on the wrong side of the fence, so to speak, to begin with. And case in point, if you don't believe that the government has not enslaved generations of some black people and Hispanics and some white people, listen to this. Giving Americans $1,000 per month in taxpayer-funded guaranteed income makes them worse off. That's according to a new 3-year, 3,000 participant study. 3 years. So it took only 3 years to realize that getting free money from the government made you lazy. I kid you not. Their massive study found recipients and their partners work and earn less. And wages and earnings getting worse over time. So if this spanned a 10-year period, it would be even worse. For every dollar received, total household income, excluding the transfers, fell by 21 cents. You could say 21%. Total individual income fell by at least 12%. Ben Franklin said it right a long time ago. I've been around the world, and I noticed where other countries, the government does more for the people, they do less for themselves. Pretty simple, pretty basic, cut to the chase. And I'm not talking about a hand up. There are people in our society that need help. And there's some that are going to need a lot of help.
Well, I just want to be accurate, that's all I'm saying.
Ongoing. But that's because of whatever they lack, however they were born or whatever occurred to them. Well, I'm not talking about people who are completely able-bodied and able-minded. But what a great representation. They did this study. This was a test thing. And, yeah, it worked out the way conservatives thought it would. Like, here's your chance to get ahead. Here's your chance to get ahead. Mm-hmm. It's $1,000 a month. $1,000 a month guaranteed for 3 years.
Sounds great.
Well, it sounds like an opportunity to get ahead, wouldn't you?
But a lot of human nature is, that's $1,000 I don't need to earn.
But yeah, that's exactly what happens when it's given to them.
Yeah.
Just like giving a 16-year-old a brand new car.
Yep.
It doesn't make the kid a bad kid because he doesn't treat that car the way he would if he earned the money. That's human nature. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Lars from Mars, you're on the air.
Good morning, Bob. You know, Kamala is descended from plantation owners, no matter what country it was in, but she's still being a descendant of plantation owners. It makes sense that leaving her and not voting for her would be like leaving the plantation.
Wow, good example.
Yeah, that's true.
Shep, you're on the air.
Gentlemen, I grew up as a welfare kid. We had a really nice life, Long Island, New York, split-level house. You know, back then it was only $120 a month mortgage. You know, you can do the math. And my mother said, why are we paying $120 a month mortgage? There's this new thing in the Bronx called the Project, $67 a month. You'll be closer to your job. You don't have to mow the lawn every 2 weeks. Your utilities are thrown in. The problem is, because it attracted a lot of low-income or no-income people, and when there's no sense of ownership, there's no sense of responsibility. And it went from state-of-the-art, really nice high-rises to the crime-ridden eyesores we all know today.
Yep.
See ya.
Every major city dealt with that. In St. Louis, they built them, tore them down. I mean, it got so bad, and these were multiple big towers, they actually ended up tearing them down.
Well, think about it. Home ownership, Shep alluded to, you care for the property more. You care for the community more. You're invested in it. Literally, you have a home. When you go into a situation where you're renting, especially from the government, you're not going to have that same deal. But here's what else you're not going to have.
What's that?
Whatever equity they could have been building by actually owning real estate versus renting.
Mm-hmm.
And so Shep, I don't blame him. He's still sore. He should have got a huge inheritance, big house in Long Island. You would have talked totally different if you grew up in Long Island
yes.
than in the Bronx.
Hey.
But no, great point.
Yep.
And it's in one of his books.
Mm.
His books are very interesting.
There you go.
Shepherd November.
Free plug. Look right there. Free plug. If you hadn't personally read them, you wouldn't be saying that.
Look, it's kind of a version. It's almost a J.D. Vance, in a way, kind of version.
Yeah.
Of, you know, coming from a tough life with, you know, hope was kind of bleak.
Mm-hmm.
And, his mom didn't give him much hope, you know, and didn't. Really, encouraging him. It didn't encourage him at all. In fact, they were negative about a lot of things he tried to achieve. And but he made his way in the world, and he's another one of those people. He's, you know, living the American dream. It worked every bit of it for it.
Absolutely.
But, yeah. So, no, he's got a great series of books. Got to check him out. All right. It is 9:47 on the Bob Rose Show. And one of the top stories is Netanyahu is going to address Congress, but really – Kamala Harris, she couldn't make it, and Joe Biden couldn't make it, and, you know, what a way to treat our number one ally. But Friday, he's going to meet with somebody who really appreciates who he is, and that will be Donald Trump when he goes down to Mar-a-Lago. And whether you like Netanyahu or not, it shouldn't be a reflection on Trump, because Trump has done a lot for Israel.
Oh, yeah.
Big period.
Time. Yep, absolutely.
You know, he moved the... I think from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Yep.
And the Abraham Accords, you know, saying that Israel as a state has a right to exist, which most of us would think, well, of course. But that's not how the Arab nations looked at it, not until they signed the right. Abraham Accords. It's historic. It's huge. Trump will never get full credit for it.
Mm-mm.
And anyway, he's meeting with Netanyahu and on Friday. But Netanyahu is going to speak to Congress. And then you've got Joe Biden tonight.
Yep.
And
this is going to be interesting.
It is.
Because he sounded really bad the other day on the phone. He did not sound good at all.
I think he'll probably stick to the script. I would love to see him go off script and say, hey, this is one of the last times they're ever going to tell me what to do. So I'm going to tell you about the shadow government that's really pulling the strings and it's got a lot of control. And they'll maintain that control. You know, if Kamala becomes president.
Is he even that sharp, though? I mean,
well,
at this point?
You know, scorched earth thing, I wouldn't put it past him.
Well, that is his personality.
Yeah.
I don't work for you, pal. Yeah. Put your finger in the chest of an auto worker.
Listen, Jack.
Way to get your finger broken.
Yeah. All right. Here's Jill right now. Joe, give a really good speech, stick to the script, and I promise you're going to get a double scoop of ice cream afterwards.
Ooh,
the only problem is...
Thanks, Jill.
The only problem is...
Yeah?
Jill's highfalutin in gay Paris. She's living the life. That was part of her deal. Yeah, you can pull the plug on him anytime, but you're paying for my trip to Paris. I'm going to the Olympics.
You might want to rephrase that pulling the plug part.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay, all right.
No. I'll stick with that for now.
All right.
It is 9:49. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Call in now, 877-975-9825. It's brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Time now for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts. Call in 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile is brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. All right, you ready? One more time. 877-975-9825. Peasant with a pitchfork, what's making you smile?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What made me smile is when I read this article about Snoop Dogg, probably the number one torch carrier for the performance-enhancing drug marijuana, has been chosen by the Olympic Committee to carry the torch in the Olympics for the USA, and they're the people that have made that performance-enhancing drug, cannabis, illegal for the athlete. Now, how ironic is that?
The torch going to look like? Like a giant doobie or what?
Wow.
Like a big old Bob Marley J or what? I mean, are they going to do something for for Snoop Dogg?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They've interesting picks. I mean, you did a story yesterday on LeBron, him and a flag don't usually get along.
No, but the Chinese flag and him get along. Yeah, he's defended China. That's so bizarre to me. Well, I guess a lot of his endorsement money, I guess, comes from companies that do an awful lot of business or all their business. Well, a lot of their business. Did you hang up on Sandy?
I did. Did you see that? Yeah.
I did.
Well, you know what you...
That's something I would do.
I know. You know exactly what that looks like. So where are we at on time? Well, she has time to call back real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Hurry up, Sandy. This time he'll put you straight through.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm having lunch with my hot wife today, so that's I'm happy about that. So that's my
plan. I'm getting very excited about an upcoming trip to Sturgis, South Dakota.
Ooh, look at you.
Yep. Going to go out there and visit the presidents, Mount Rushmore, and just everything out there is absolutely gorgeous. I can't wait to spend plenty of time in the saddle, lots of sunshine. And,
rub it in.
Yeah.
I've never been there. I've never seen Mount Rushmore. I've never been that. I've only flown to like L.A. or Washington or Oregon, so I've never really been in those places specifically. So,
yeah, I've been there once before and just had an awesome time. I call it an eye-gasm. Everywhere you look, you go, oh, wow, ooh. You know, it really is one of those kind of things.
It sounds like you're going to have a good time.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready? Because we're not done yet. We're getting ready for the smoking gun. So heat up that gun right now. The smoking gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for things that make you smile. It'd be positive thoughts. Call in 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile is brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. All right, you ready? One more time. 877-975-9825. Peasant with a pitchfork, what's making you smile?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What made me smile is when I read this article about Snoop Dogg, probably the number one torch carrier for the performance-enhancing drug marijuana, has been chosen by the Olympic Committee to carry the torch in the Olympics for the USA, and they're the people that have made that performance-enhancing drug, cannabis, illegal for the athlete. Now, how ironic is that?
The torch going to look like? Like a giant doobie or what? Wow. Like a big old Bob Marley J or what? I mean, are they going to do something for for Snoop Dogg?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting picks. I mean, you did a story yesterday on LeBron. Him and a flag don't usually get along.
No, the Chinese flag and him get along. Yeah, he's defended China. That's so bizarre to me. Well, I guess a lot of his endorsement money, I guess, comes from companies that do an awful lot of business or all their business. Well, a lot of their business. Did you hang up on Sandy?
I did. Did you see that? Yeah.
I did.
Well, you know what you...
That's something I would do.
I know. You know exactly what that looks like. So where are we at on time? Well, she has time to call back real quick.
Yeah. So. Hurry up, Sandy. This time he'll put you straight through.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm having lunch with my hot wife today, so that's I'm happy about that. So that's my
plan. I'm getting very excited about an upcoming trip to Sturgis, South Dakota.
Ooh, look at you.
Yep. Going to go out there and visit the presidents, Mount Rushmore, and just everything out there is absolutely gorgeous. I can't wait to spend plenty of time in the saddle, lots of sunshine. And,
rub it in.
Yeah.
I've never been there. I've never seen Mount Rushmore. I've never been that... I've only flown to like L.A. or Washington or Oregon, so I've never really been in those places specifically. So,
yeah, I've been there once before and just had an awesome time. I call it an eye-gasm. Everywhere you look, you go, oh, wow, ooh. You know, it really is one of those kind of things.
It sounds like you're going to have a good time.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready? Because we're not done yet. We're getting ready for the smoking gun. So heat up that gun right now. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.